Hello, Christian. This is Barack Obama. A diddly dee, a diddly dee. Kissing the Blarney Stone and enjoying a nice thick pint of Guinness. I've had a great time in Ireland. I was going to address the Irish Parliament. They said, how do you feel about using Gaelic? I said, I love it in a bolognese, but it plays havoc with my breath the next day. No, but seriously, you schmucks. I'm totally Irish. I'm so Irish, I tattooed a daffodil on one butt cheek and a red dragon on the other. I'm that Irish, you cockamamie son of a gun. I'm so goddamn Irish, I make Shane McGowan look like Giles Brandreth. You know, I have the Dubliners playing on a loop over dinner. On a Sunday, Michelle and I make love to Daniel O'Donnell. He doesn't mind, it's all over by 11. It's an Irish thing. All that Irish guineese I've been drinking. For my own personal workout, I go dancing with Michael Flatley. Have you seen Flatley nowadays? I suspect he enjoys the crack. Christian, I cannot wait to come to England to extend the special relationship. You know, our two countries cooperate like two brothers. Yeah, Ed and David Miliband. Get out of here, you doofus. I'm going to stay with the Queen, a great woman. Now, she's visited Ireland and apologized. I can feel I can go there. The Irish are welcoming the world to their doorstep. It has everything to do with peace and reconciliation and absolutely nothing to do with trying to kickstart their bankrupt country. Oh, no, sir. Next week, Robert Mugabe and Colonel Gaddafi are flying in to look at regeneration opportunities. It's going to be a whirlwind tour of Europe. I feel part of Europe, which is just as well because the ash cloud could keep me here for the rest of my life. Baby, you better believe it, homie. While I'm in Europe, it's a funny itinerary. Firstly, we're in Ireland for a slice of romance. Then it's a visit to England for the glorious countryside. Then it's off to France for a taste of top cuisine. And finally, it's Poland for a couple of days. I'm worried about the skies above us. There's Iceland. The latest is there's a massive cloud of smoke and ash over Clarence House in central London. Camilla Parker Bowles has bought 400 duty-free Lambert and Butler. Don't worry, guys. The Queen has promised to have me laughing when I get to the palace. She won Beatrice's wedding hat on eBay. I gotta go, you crazy guys. Very busy taking care of business. I wiped out the evil of Saddam and Bin Laden, but I've got Jedward coming over in 10 minutes. No point. Yo, baby, I'm out of here.